All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We've got some awesome guests here today. We are chatting with Miss Betsy Richardson and Carol Tipton about the Philanthropic Educational Organization. This is an awesome group that provides a lot of educational opportunities and scholarship opportunities for women's education. But before we get into it, how is everyone doing this morning?
We're doing great, Vince, and it's nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you coming in.
I'm glad to be back with a different hat visiting with you.
Yeah, exactly. Betsy, how did the quilting show go?
The quilt show was a lot of fun. We had some beautiful quilts and lots of fun people that came by.
Amazing. Yeah, it sounded like it was going to be a pretty fun event, and there's tons of events that are still going to be going on throughout the rest of the day and the weekend. But we're here today to talk about the PEO. So please just give us a little background information about what the PEO is and what you guys do.
PEO is actually a mouthful. PEO stands for Philanthropic Educational Organization. It was started in 1869 in Des Moines, Iowa. There were seven young ladies that started a sorority just so that they could be very special friends together. And they evolved into an educational organization. There are now 6,000 chapters
in
the United States and Canada. We are an international organization. There are 53 or 54 chapters within Wyoming. Here in Fremont County, there are three in Riverton and two here in Lander.
So you guys just have a little bit of presence everywhere then, huh?
We do. We do.
And then do you mostly work with high schools, or is that older age range, or is it pretty much any education throughout the K through 12?
It is primarily high school seniors that we look at for a lot of the scholarships. There are, at the international level, several scholarships that deal with graduate and postgraduate work, and they are open to international students to come to the United States for educational opportunities and go back with their education to their countries to promote education, to help people, whether it's in the field of health or business, whatever they are most interested in.
So this just, it encompasses all prospective jobs or career paths for
it. It does.
And is this just for girls?
Yes.
So this is an opportunity that they might not have been getting other places then, correct?
In the 1860s, 70s, and 80s, it was primarily men that went to school. So yes, they did aim it at women.
Now, you mentioned that this has been around for quite some time now, and it sounds like it provides a lot of educational opportunities. What are some of these educational opportunities that the PEO provides?
We have six international projects or philanthropies that help women around the world. One is called ELF. It stands for Educational Loan Fund. It is a loan fund that was established in 1907 to lend money to people. What's wonderful about this program is it has 2% interest.
Okay.
Which, knowing student loans, that's a pretty awesome rate.
Yeah, it is.
The International Peace Scholarship Fund was established in 1949 to provide scholarships for international women students to pursue graduate study in the U.S. and Canada. PCE is the Program for Continuing Education. It was established in 73 to help need-based grants to women whose education has been interrupted, and now they are going back to school to better their education to help care for their families and themselves. The Scholar Awards is doctoral level degrees. We actually had one here in Lander two mm-hmm. years ago through our chapter. Malika was working through Knowles, gaining biological changes, how the body changes, going over through their Knowles programs out in the mountains, the responses to different stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
whether it was fear or fun or whatever, how their bodies changed over the course of the program. She was awarded a $20,000 scholarship.
Wow.
Her goal is to be an astronaut, and PEO's motto is helping women reach for the stars.
So she's literally.
Literally.
Whoa. And with that $20,000 scholarship, I mean, it sounds like that might be an actual possibility then for her if she can fund some of her research with that.
That's what it did, was help finish her research to finish her PhD. She got her PhD in May and is now working in Baltimore.
Whoa.
So she is well on her way. Her goal is to be an astronaut, and that scholarship did help her. There have been other scholar awards in the state in the past years. There are, I think, 350 a year. The year she received it, because it was our 150th anniversary, there were actually 700 scholarships. So she was one of 700 in the country.
That's huge. And for it to be utilized in such a way.
Mm-hmm. It's been awesome. She is fun. She comes back to Lander to visit with Knowles to do more research in that too. So.
Well, next time she comes back, let me know. We'd love to have her on here and then just give more public awareness of the PEO and the success stories that you guys provide.
I will do that. I will do that because she's a very well-spoken, articulate woman. She spoke with different groups when she was here. So she's a fun person. I will match her up with you.
Please do.
So, one of the other programs is the STAR Scholarship. This one is aimed especially at high school seniors.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the time passed for it. You apply by October 15th of each year. And it is an international one, too. And I think there's 2,000 of those throughout the country each year.
But even though the deadline already passed, that now they have a full year to kind of prepare for what could be for next year.
The juniors can look ahead to what there is next year. And it's not just... It's participation, what else you do in the community besides your grades.
Okay.
I mean, they're looking for the best and the brightest.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of them in this community.
We do.
We really do.
A lot of them, and then ones that may kind of be swept under the rug, or when they don't have these when they don't know they have these opportunities, they may not try to pursue them.
There are so many scholarship opportunities that I think kids don't know about,
mm-hmm.
that unfortunately don't get filled every year. And so this is one that they're looking for people too. So.
Okay.
And also information is available at the counselor's office at the high school.
Okay.
And they know how to contact us if there is a young female student, senior or junior too, that's interested. We want to make sure those gals start looking their junior year at least, because like this particular scholarship, we need to have that filled in and sent in or by to international for a possible selection by October.
Okay.
So, yeah, look into it as juniors, even sophomores, see what's out there.
Get
very
prepared.
Important. Exactly. Exactly. And then another opportunity for our graduating high school women at here in Lander is Cottey College. Cottey College is a university or college that is owned by PEO.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Has been since 1927. It is a nationally ranked, fully accredited, independent liberal arts and sciences college for women, and it's located in Nevada, Missouri. And women from all over the world come and attend this college. Right now, 40 states are represented, and 20 countries are represented.
That's
at Nevada.
That's huge.
It's not a super large school, but it is a school, you know, therefore, female students interested in liberal arts or pursuing the sciences.
And I can't even imagine the networking possibilities for these young girls. I mean, to just be around that many inspiring women that are doing these types of things, and
exactly.
they get their foot in the door that way.
Well, it gets their foot in the door. They get a bachelor's. They can go on to continuing education from there. check out the website, Cotty, C-O-T-T-E-Y, at EDU, to learn about the areas of study that they do offer. Too many to go into morning. And you can learn about life on campus and other scholarship opportunities, including some athletic scholarships. They do participate in basketball, volleyball, softball,
and a little bit of everything.
Just a little bit of everything. This year, they're offering a year-round visit opportunity for high school girls. And the visit comes with a free hotel room for those visiting from over 100 miles away from Nevada, which includes us. A lunch is covered in their dining room, a visit with a faculty member, and the chance to attend a class. Students who visit and eventually enroll can earn up to a $1,500 scholarship annually for up to 4 years. So that's a total of $6,000.
Yeah, that pays for all of your textbooks. That pays for some room and board at that point. That's
exactly,
huge.
Exactly. And then there's two other opportunities being offered through Cotty College. Scholars Day, which gives the student an opportunity to earn up to a full tuition scholarship. And then the virtual Emerging Leader Symposium in April of 2022, which is for high school juniors and seniors. So again, check out Cotty College website, C-O-T-T-E-Y at EDU. And we also have information available at the counselor's office about Cotty College with the counselors there at the high school. So.
Okay.
We want to get these, our young women here in Lander interested, and also, again, the scholarships that are out there. Our counselors at our high school do know what's there. So
the information's out there. It's just getting them to participate.
Exactly.
In it.
There is a lady here in town who did attend Cotty College. Many of you know Jane Nolte, who is the director of the Lander Senior Center.
Oh,
she
wow.
attended Cotty and is an excellent ambassador for the school. So you can also visit with her at the Senior Center. And Cotty stresses leadership abilities. They also have junior year abroad that I think is part of the tuition.
So the junior year abroad, then tell me a little bit more about that.
It's usually just a week that's offered during their spring break.
Okay.
And the majority of the cost is covered by Cotty College. There may be a little extra funding that needs to be done. But a lot of the times, like, they go over to Europe, someplace in Europe. But there's also some other opportunities available for them to go to other countries. That isn't necessarily covered through Cotty College, but if the interest is there, they have that time that isn't taken away from their studies.
Okay, and they help facilitate
the college.
That.
Exactly.
Okay. No, I mean, it sounds like, and I used to be a teacher here in the Lander School District, so I know a number of young girls that would checkmark all of these boxes. I mean, leadership skills. They just might not know that it's available to them, so they should check out the guidance counselor's office, the Cotty website that you just mentioned as well. Was there anything, any other way that they could make contact?
If they want to learn more information about PEO and anybody, PEO in general, just go to the PEO International website.
Okay.
And that is PEO International, all one word, .org. Or I just type in PEO International and up it pops.
Okay.
So there is plenty of information that Betsy covered about the projects and then also about the organization itself.
Besides these international projects, the local chapters also have local scholarships each year.
Oh, okay.
And those applications are available through the guidance counselor, too. Our chapter happens to decide in May. It varies anywhere from $500 to $1,000 for It's a one-time opportunity, but there with the different chapters in the county, there are opportunities there. There are also some chapters or some scholarships available at the state level.
Okay.
Through the state organization that aren't necessarily, they can be for vocational and technical education also, as well as college or university. And there are, I think, six levels there, five. And those applications need to be in January.
Okay.
The 1st of January for the state level ones. But they cover different opportunities. Some of them, and there are also ones to Cottey College through the state organization. So there's many, many scholarship opportunities for girls to look into. And the state website is WYPEO.com to find the state level scholarships. So we try and cover as many opportunities as we can to help the kids, to help the girls get a good education, whether it's college or vocational.
Or vocational, that's huge, too, because I think that is a thing that's forgotten a lot of times when kids are graduating, because there is this stress to go to college. But if you guys also offer vocational help as well, that's really big.
I know some of the PCE ones in the past where women have gone back to school, CNAs,
mm-hmm.
prime job opportunities there, and a two-year course gets you there, and nursing, but other things too. So it just, I think there was one that went to like diesel mechanic.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, it's not just the traditional roles.
And you're seeing that more and more with the younger generation as a whole. I mean, everyone's trying a little bit of everything. It's not just one gender's doing one type of job, one gender's doing the other. And to have that awareness that, you know, they might be able to get a job within the diesel industry. They might be able to get a job out in the oil field of some kind. And then still, after that, possibly continue their education as well. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys did mention that there's usually a fundraiser that happens in December, but that's probably not going to happen this year, correct?
Yes, usually we participate in the Senior Center Arts and Crafts. We offer some baked goods, but this year, because of COVID, we won't be doing that. But we are doing a bakeless bake sale. And if you're interested in donating, you can contact Betsy at
my home phone is 332-2749,
and that's who they can contact you, Betsy, then if they want to donate as well as just provide funds.
It's just going to be funds.
Just funds, yes.
The funds. Okay, gotcha. Was there anything else while I have you here that you guys wanted to get out about the PEO?
Just that it is an organization of women supporting women. And it's a source of encouragement and support for women to realize their potential through education. And like we've said, it's been around for over 150 years. So you can imagine the amount of lives, women that we have touched and made this possible. We meaning the whole organization internationally.
Well, and then just with all the success stories that you have, and even not even just the big success story, they're all success stories in some capacity, because it's people trying things out that they didn't think they were going to be able to do before.
Correct.
I appreciate you both for coming in today. Thank you so much for letting us know everything about the PEO. Any of our listeners, go to the guidance, tell your kids, go to the guidance counselor's office, pick up those applications, check out the websites. Call the number that Betsy provided for the funding that's going to be happening in December. Definitely check this out. And thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you, Vincent.
Thanks, Vince.
All right. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. We will take a quick word from our sponsor.